Hello everyone, this is Rose from Perfected by Blood Ministries, and thank you so much for joining me again in this episode of my podcast. In the past few weeks, I've been traveling, not the whole few weeks, but for a few days, and that's why I have been quiet, but so much of stuff happened and so many things happened, and today I am happy that I have the opportunity to share with you what the Lord has been working in me and showing me. And that's about the 12 identities of the mature sons of God. Let me share with you this story that happened recently with me. We were traveling with a family, with a friend, with our friends, and they have two adorable, like amazing sons that Masood and I, we really love them, and we love this family. We had an amazing time together. But in this trip, I was just telling Masood, this was one of the maybe few trips that we had that I literally felt, after the trip was over, I felt that I walked with Jesus. You know, like sometimes when you're busy in life and you go here and there, and especially when you're traveling, you're so, busy about planning where to go, what to see this place, see that place. And this is how this trip was. It was so busy. But usually during this busyness that our mind is focused on something else, we kind of sometimes we feel like God is in far distance, or like we don't feel that close. And by end of the day, you feel like dragging, or you feel exhausted, and you just want to grab your Bible or go pray or just get closer to Jesus or just anything to do in order to feel that presence of God with you. And that has happened to me in the past. But this time, even though I was busy and something like interesting happened, and even though I was busy with my mind talking about the plans, going here, see this, take a picture, go there, go come back now, tomorrow we should do this, and walking maybe 20,000 steps a day and all those things. And even though I felt like physically sometimes tired, but I literally felt that I was with Jesus. It felt like, when you travel with someone, like for example, I traveled with Masood, and even though we are going to all these places and we seeing all these things that we're supposed to see in this trip, but you keep talking together, right? And you never, like for example, if I go to a trip with Masood, I don't come back home and I feel like, oh Masood, I feel like I wasn't with you, right? And that's literally happened with me with Jesus. I really felt that I was actually walking with him, enjoying all the activities, but at the same time I was with him and he was revealing to me through the most amazing, odd stuff that was happening. And I was just learning so much as the Lord was just bringing into my attention how a son lives. And let me share you one story and one of the highlight of the revelation that the Lord gave me. So with our family here, like with this friend, which is actually a part of our family, I would say I consider them as our like very close friends. Now they have two children and they have two sons, and I think it's like about 8 or 9 and the other one is about 6 years old. So now when we were planning our trip together, and I was the one mostly planning the trip, I considered the time that the children need to have fun. Okay, so I considered some activities that we need for them, and I considered how, we should go not only see some stuff that the adults like to see, but also doing some activities for the kids, like go to the theme park or go to the rides, take them to the rides and stuff like that. So the first day we met and we are like, okay, so let's just go down the road and, visit all these things happening down the road. And then by the time we get there, then there is a ride for the kids and we can get the kids to have fun and all these things. So, when we started walking, it was just shortly after that the kids started asking for ice cream, and every shop that we were going, they wanted something, and then they wanted to go for a ride, and then they weren't really enjoying that, path that we were going. And I understand for them was quiet boring, but for us, we are like, oh wow, look at this and look at that, and we were enjoying it, but they were bored and they wanted some activities that is like like for them. So now I was like, and finally it got to the point that the parents told us that, you know what, our friends told us, you know, we need to get the kids to a place for a ride or something so that they can have their own fun, and then we can just catch up with you guys later. So we are like going and we look around, and we were tired, we sat down, and I like all of a sudden I felt the spirit started talking to me. And you know, the sentence that I heard, and I started chewing on this since then, even today I was just thinking about it, and that was the sentence that I heard: the relationship of the children with the father is based on their own needs and on what they want. But the mature sons, the relationship with the mature sons, it's on base of what the father wants. That kind of like got into me, and I started thinking about it. And, you know, I realized that, you know, like what they did, it wasn't, you know, it was normal. Like that's what the kids would do, right? This is what it is. But the interesting part is, like, I realized that the children, like, they were only focused on the fun that they can have and the time that they can and what they really wanted. And no matter how much their parents started explaining to them about, like, okay, we're gonna have it, but let's just walk down the road, let's just have fun. But they weren't really in that place. And it's completely normal. And I felt the Lord is telling me and showing me that when we were under the law, our relationship, my relationship with the Father, was on based of the needs that I had and on based of what I wanted and what I wanted to have and the fun I wanted to have. But imagine that we as adults, we were walking down this road, we weren't like trying to get anywhere. We were just enjoying the journey. We were just enjoying walking. We were talking. And honestly, the highlight of all these talkings, it wasn't about what you really see, the buildings and the stuff. It was the conversations that we had together. And Masood and I, we had just talking about the business. As we were just seeing all the stuff, we were talking about our, you know, ministry, the plans that we have and everything. And I felt the Lord brought that to my attention, that when you were under the law, you were a child. And the relationship you had with the Father, not the Father had with you, the relationship you had with the Father was based on what you wanted and what you needed. But as you are maturing into an identity of who a son of God is, an identity of a mature son, you get to a place that eventually you're going to have, you know, what makes you happy, but you are actually mostly enjoying that fellowship and that, you know, time that you're spending with the Father on the way to wherever that the Father is taking you. Because the Father knows what you want. The Father has planned things for you. But the Father is taking you through a path to take you to somewhere that He knew that is going to be fun for you, is going to be something that you're going to enjoy it. But at the same time, if we are not the mature sons we wanted now, and we miss that journey of being with the Father, we realize that it's not about me getting somewhere, it's about me spending time with Him and enjoying this life and this process with Him. It's not about trying to get God to give us something. It's just we know that God knows what we need. We are just following and we are just enjoying this journey with Him until we get to wherever that He is taking us. It's two different mindsets that is happening. It's one mindset that is completely focused on what God can give me. And if God doesn't give, then you get upset. So I remember they started asking, we want to ride and stuff like that. And the Father started explaining all these things to them. And then they were mad. They just kind of didn't talk to their parents anymore. No, we want it now and stuff like that. And when I was just looking at them, I realized, oh my goodness, how many times have we done that? How many times have we done this? That we wanted something from God and then didn't happen or whatever. And then we got mad at God and we got angry and we just, you know, we kind of, why didn't he do this thing for me? But as you're maturing into the mindset and the consciousness of who the Son is, that becomes the being with the Father becomes more important. You enjoy the journey with the Father. And I think something that is really missing in the teaching of the church today is the maturing into sonship. So there's a time, if you look at the history of the church, there's a time that somebody comes and there's a message that once in a while it breaks forth and then it's amazing, and it feels like all the focus becomes on this message. For example, there's a time that the grace message started coming, and everyone started waking up. Oh my gosh, grace, grace, and the churches started talking, but it felt like people got just stuck there in that grace. I'm not saying just leave it behind, just carry it with you to the next step, what I'm talking here. I'll show you what I mean shortly as I'm going to show you Revelation chapter 7. And then it came the healing revival, and then it came the, you know, Pentecost, and I don't know, like the order, and then it came mind renewal. Right now, we are so much, the teaching of the church is so much focused on the renewing of the mind, and it's not a bad thing, but this is not everything. This is not, with the mind renewal, we are not going to achieve the inheritance. Mind renewal is part of this maturing that is happening to us. And in fact, there are 12 characteristics of the Son that is working in us. And over time, I realized that every time that God deals with me, God deals with me as a mature son. Let me explain this. He doesn't look at me as a child who used to be under the law, and my relationship with the Father was based on what I really wanted and needed. He looks at me as a mature son, and because he always looks at me as a son who has been matured because we received the Spirit and we transitioned from the law into the Spirit, because he sees me according to this, he sees me as a mature son, so he's teaching me how a son lives, who a son is, how a son of God was supposed to think, analyze, live, and what are the areas that we are maturing. And I think this is something that is missing in the church, that nobody has come to tell us that there is a maturing into 12 different characters of the Son. We don't even know this, and how would we grow in each of them? So once in a while, somebody comes and brings one of these characteristics of the Son, and that becomes the doctrines of that time, and people started fighting together, and then, you know, like, but we get stuck in there and we don't realize that there is more. I was studying Revelation chapter 7 for our book of Revelation, verse by verse teaching membership that we have. And I was amazed. You know, I've studied those for hours upon hours already, but as I was getting my notes, wrapping them up, I started seeing something, and I started, you know, like understanding the importance of it. And no wonder nobody's talking about it, because all these hidden mysteries of sonship is hidden in the book of Revelation. And the book that was supposed to reveal to us who we are and how we are supposed to live in every character of the sonship has been turned to something and postponed to something in future for some group of people, and has been related to some, you know, historical event sometimes, or something that's going to happen. It's either happening in this history or it's going to be on the history eventually one day. And we have forgotten that this is about the work of God in every single son of God, rising them and maturing them into the revelation of who he is, and make them the manifested sons of God who are going to prevail and overcome everything on earth. I don't know what happened to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and why is it that this good news has been so changed, has been preached so differently, that we kind of forgot who Jesus Christ is and what he has done. So Revelation chapter 7 is talking about the 12, the children of Israel. And I don't, and I want to, what I'm about to share with you, I'm not going to share all the details and mysteries that is revealed on these pages. And I know there are so many questions about 144 and everything. We already covered them and explained to them in details in our Revelation membership. And by the way, until here, we are around 230 video teachings. And in order for you to understand the depth of this chapter 7, like verse 5, for example, you would need to listen to those 200 teachings, okay? So it's not the destination, it's the journey that we are enjoying as the Lord Jesus is revealing himself to us in every single verse. So just something in the bracket, if you really want to sign up, just go to perfectedbyblood.com /revelation and just check out our membership there and see if this is something you might be interested to join, because my life has been changed already by just recording these videos. So now Revelation chapter 7 is talking about the children of Israel, and the firstborn mentioned here is Judah. So we know that the children of Jacob, the firstborn in children of Jacob is not Judah, it's actually Reuben. So in this teaching, I want to just show you something. I don't have time to explain to you why this is not talking about Israel in the Middle East, okay? But I want you to see this. I want you to see that Judah is mentioned as the firstborn, and we know that Jesus Christ, the firstborn mentioned in the book of Revelation, I am the firstborn, comes from the tribe of Judah. Therefore, this 12 names mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 7, it has nothing to do with Jacob or the Jews in the Middle East, but it's talking about the Israel of God. It's talking about the believers, who those who have received the name of God as Father on their forehead, those who have the Spirit of Son. Romans chapter 8, right? So they are the one who are the sons of God. But on the other hand, we got to understand that every single one of these sons, they are just referring to one character of sonship that we must mature into. Why? Because Jesus has already perfected every single one of them as the Son of God. For example, if they can look at Reuben, Reuben means behold the Son. And if you see that Jesus has already fulfilled this, Jesus was saying that, you know, everything I do, I see the Father and what the Father is doing, right? And if you see what the Father is doing, you find your identity as a son in the Father. So you are the one who is actually beholding who you really are as a son. So Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah, and then there is, and then we had every single one of them all the way to Benjamin, that is the son of my right hand. And, you know, we read in Hebrew, in the book of Hebrews, that after he raised from the dead, he sat down at the right hand of God. So every single character of these sons have been fulfilled by Jesus, and now it must be fulfilled by us. We have to grow into every single one of them. Like, for example, let me just read for you the 12 names that are mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 7. So we have Judah as the firstborn. So the meaning of Judah is that he shall be praised. And then we have Reuben, behold the son. Then we have Gad, means a troop comes. Then we have Asher, blessed and happy. Then we have Naphtali, means wrestling. Then we have Manasseh, means forgetting. We have Simeon, means hearing. Levi means joined. We have Issachar, means reward. Zebulun means habitation. Joseph means let him add, and Benjamin means the son of my right hand. Now, every single one of these are the characters of a son must mature into us. What does that mean? That means, you know, when you are the character of a Judah must grow into us and mature into us. Judah means he shall be praised. And Judah is talking about one of the sons of Israel, that when it was prophesied, was a prophecy over him, it says, your brothers shall praise you. One of the things that is growing and maturing in us is the praising of our first brother, Judah. Why are we praising him? because if you go to Genesis chapter 49, it says that Judah put his hand on the neck of his brother's enemies. And that is the reason that we are praising Judah, because we are seeing what Judah, Jesus Christ, has done in us. And the first step into the maturity of a son is that you shall praise him. Revelation chapter 5, there are some group of people that they are praising the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But John is weeping in Revelation chapter 5. And somebody says, do not weep, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome. Do you see? The first step for you, if you want to start maturing into the sonship, one of the characteristics of a son that you must mature into is to praise God, to grow into, to, how would you praise? You can go sit into the room and start praising, but your heart could be in fear and not knowing why you are praising. How would you come to a place of true praise? When you start seeing that Judah, the firstborn son of God, Jesus Christ, has put his hand on the neck of your enemies. And then as you are like understanding and seeing what Jesus Christ has done, then the next thing that happens in you is you become that Reuben. The characteristic of Reuben starts growing in you. And Reuben become behold the son, or you behold a son. As you are seeing Jesus as the Son of God, the identity of Son started rising, and you start realizing, oh, okay, the reason he did this because he is the Son. So you're looking and beholding a Son. And what does it mean to be the Son? So you start looking into Jesus, and you're learning how he's doing. How did he put his hand on the neck of enemies? You're not doing anything at this stage of maturity. In this stage of maturity, you are just seeing. You're just looking at him. Is this not what Paul said? Let us look from everything, turn away from all that distracts, and look unto Jesus. So many of us, we rush into doing, and we rush into Benjamin, or we rush to the next one without maturing Reuben inside of us. So the more you look into Reuben and you look into Jesus, right? You look into a son, you realize who the Son of God is. You realize this is who you are. Oh my goodness, I am the Son of God. You start discovering your identity through just looking. And then what it happens is you go to Gad. Gad means a troop comes. You as you're learning, you saw Judah put the hand in the neck of the enemy. You behold the son, you realize that I can put my hand in the neck of the enemies. Now then you have a troop, you have some problems, and all of a sudden you start overcoming some of these problems that you have because you had already been mature in Judah and Reuben in a certain ways. So this is not a one thing happen one time. This is a keep growing and maturing thing. But you won't be able to have the troop to come against your enemies if you are not looking unto the sun. Let's put it this way. As you are looking unto the sun and praising, you are going to war. Okay? But then you, after the war is over, then you are blessed and happy. You're maturing into this identity of Asher. Who's Asher? Asher is the one who is blessed. Why are you blessed, Asher? Oh, because you just went to the war, you came out victorious. But that doesn't mean all your enemies are destroyed. You have seen the Lion of the Judah go before you and make that, you know, victory for you. And you, it's the time of feasting. Do you see? One of the identity and the characteristic of a son is realize that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of joy. Be happy and blessed. Please go and read the prophecy of Moses for Asher. Happy you are, O Israel. if you haven't grown into that blessed and happy heart and joyful, if you haven't entered into the feasting in the Asher, we have feasting. If you haven't into that feasting yet, you gotta mature into it. And if you haven't matured into that, then you're not gonna go to Naphtali and grow into Naphtali. So Naphtali means wrestling. In Naphtali, you are now wrestling with the old and the new. In Naphtali, you're learning to overcome. In Naphtali, now imagine you are keep seeing the Son of God. Beholding the sun, you keep looking at praising Judah, you keep overcoming and happy and, you know, blessing. But at the same time, that right there shows you keep wrestling to let go of the old so you can stay in this new Son of God that you have come, this identity that you have received. You're wrestling to establish into it. And as you do this, you get to Manasseh, and Manasseh means forgetting. You begin to forget. You begin to realize that, okay, you know what? There was a time I wrestled, but I don't have to wrestle anymore. You find a way out of it. And then you start forgetting who you really used to be. There is no wrestling when you forget the old man. The wrestling comes when the old man is alive. So do you see mind renewal comes to the picture when we are in Manasseh? Manasseh is halfway through maturity. Manasseh is halfway through maturity. And believe it or not, if you dig deeper, you realize that grace is which one of these sons. You realize faith message, which one of these sons. And you realize how we are maturing into it. Okay? That's for another time. But you're forgetting, your mind is becoming renewed. I can't just focus on the mind renewal and try to renew my mind. I gotta mature in Judah identity and Reuben identity and Gad identity and Asher identity and Naphtali identity in order to finally start forgetting who I was. And I keep going. And I'm not gonna camp there. This is not the end of the story. This is just the middle of the story, okay? So as you're forgetting who you used to be, the old man, and embracing this new identity of who, the Simon character starts rising in you. You start hearing and you start building. Your ears are open to the Spirit and you are finding that, you know, drawing closer to God, and you're building your life on that rock of who He really is. And as you're growing into that, the Levites comes to the picture, and Levi means joined. You find yourself, you're joining with Him, becoming one to Him. You already forgotten who you are in, like, the old identity, and you're joining yourself. The word join is like a bride that goes to dwell inside a husband's, you know, house. You are joining. You completely said goodbye to your father's house, and you're joining yourself with Him. So now Issachar means reward. So as you are drawing closer, He becomes your reward. He becomes who you really are. You receive Him and He see that oneness with Him. And you receive that reward. What's the reward? You have gone a long way by now. You are in son number 9. You are receiving the fruit of the Spirit. A spirit is started growing. You receive that reward. You started seeing it. So now in Zebulun is habitation. Finally, in the character of Zebulun, we learned to dwell. This is our home, Christ. This is my habitation. I have come to the city of the living God. I am not in Babylon anymore. I am not of the world. I am of Jesus Christ. I am of Christ. You come to that habitation. You get settled in where you are, and you're not shaky, and you're not going to fall, and you're not going to bounce back, keep back and forth to the old and new. Do you see one of the identity of Christ, or one of the identity of the Son of God, is to learn to have the habitation in Him, to stay where we are. And then as you're growing and maturing into that, Joseph character comes up in you, and you start saying, you realize that I have come this far. It has to come to a place that God would put His seed inside of me, and He must add to me. He must add himself. He must grow his seed inside of me. And then comes the Benjamin, and that's when there's an identity. That's when you realize you start see that the sonship that God adds to you, it's not finished at Joseph. It finishes at Benjamin when you finally, you realize you are the son of the right hand and you sit on the throne. Do you see, sometimes we are in Reuben and we want to jump to Benjamin and sit at the throne. There are 12 characteristics of son that God is revealing to us, to every single one of us. He's maturing all these in us. And if you are here and listening this, I didn't say all the mysteries of all these sons. I just wrapped the summary of it. There's so much to say. The whole New Old Testament is about the sons of Israel, and every single one of them is mentioned. And by studying all these characters, it's just revealing to us what God is working in us. But I just recorded this to encourage you and to say that this sonship is a process of maturing into an identity of the Son of God. And there are 12 identities you and I are growing into. And in every season of our lives, maybe God's going to grow something and we're going to camp there until we chew and we mature. But you've got to get up and you've got to move on, because you've got to finally get to a place of reigning and ruling and sitting on the throne as the full mature son of God. You could jump to the throne and sit before being mature, but that doesn't mean that you can reign. And I just brought this because I want to say is, like, always consider that God is working something in you and he's maturing something inside of you. And don't be disappointed at yourself when you see yourself not living the life of Benjamin. Don't be disappointed if you are not living the life of Asher, the happy and blessed and, you know, joyful. Just go back to the previous sons. Go back and try to mature Judah first, and go back to mature Reuben first. Don't try to go to battle too soon. Follow him. You'll eventually win. And God is maturing this sonship inside of us. And when we keep this picture right in front of our eyes, things become so much clearer. We know where we are heading to, and we know where we came from and where we are heading to. We know what God is working in all of us. That's why the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ is so crucial in this mystery. And no wonder that the church is still powerless, and we all of us are trying to get somewhere and trying to overcome, because it hasn't been revealed to us the 12 characters of God and how the 12 characters of a son and God, how God has been working and dealing in every single one of us to mature us in this first before we get mature in the other. And we want to quickly go jump, and we forget that this, you know, a skill that we are learning requires some patience, requires time, requires knowledge, requires keep looking, keep pursuing, and keep knowing who you really are. And I hope it brought that light for you. And please, I want to invite you to sign up for the book of Revelation, okay? And start understanding who you really are. Start invest in your maturity. Okay, so I put the link in there, and I also leave a coupon if you guys wanna, you know, whoever signs up through this, you can get some discount. Check the description, and I hope it was helpful. And I just wanted to give this to you and shed some light for you and encourage you that the Lord is working and maturing you in all the aspects of your life, and you shall overcome. Bless you, everyone, and I'll talk to you guys soon.